Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm having a. I just called and got hung up on.
Okay, and what was the reason for the call? How can I help you?
Me and my friend had tried to get your online certificate, which we thought was something different than what we had done. I've already spoke to someone, and y'all had charged me $80, and I'm getting my $30 refund, but y'all are saying that you declined his because it declined his, but I was charged twice, so I'm trying to figure out where this other $80 is went.
Okay, I'm sorry. Our line was breaking up. You said one of them was declined, and what happened?
One of them was declined, and the other one was accepted. I've got mine being refunded that was accepted, but my friends that I paid for, it's saying it was declined, but my bank and my bank statement is telling me that y'all took $80 from me twice.
Okay, what's the first six numbers of the card?
I don't have the card on me, but I can tell you the last four of the card.
Okay, in order to pull up both transactions or any transactions, we need the first six and last four digits. By it being two separate orders with the same card, that is the only way that we can pull up that transaction.
Hang on one second. I might. Yeah, I do not have my card on me. It's in my car, and then it's not here. Okay, well, then I guess I will call back whenever I have that then.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So as long as you have the first six and last four, we'll be able to look further into it for you.
Okay, because I've been giving them the last four, and they've been able to get into it.
Okay.
I've been on the phone with y'all since about 12 o'clock today.
Yes, ma'am. The only way that we can pull it up is the first six and last four. So I'm not sure how they were pulling up that transaction or what transaction they were pulling up, but the only way our system will allow is the first six and last four.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.